Okay, let's, I guess, call it 7:05, so let's call the meeting to order. First up, I need a motion to meet electronically. Someone make that motion.
Motion to meet electronically.
Oh, I'm sorry, first I gotta do a roll. Lori Gillard? Catherine Christmas?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Catherine, how are you?
Hi, good, how's everything?
Annette Madden? John Rogue? Osher?
Rager.
Rager, I'll get it at some point, I swear. Kathleen Hughes? Dan Hollenbach?
Here.
Joel Luking?
Here.
Julie Armstrong? Ingrid Liu? Dawn Mizgala?
Here.
Ron Lamar?
Here.
Marta Kosberg?
Here.
And John Flynn?
Here. Jack Flynn.
Let's get back. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, sorry, I'm taking this late.
Hi, Julie, how are you?
I'm very, I was having problems finding the Zoom information.
I understand.
Apologies.
So can I first get a motion to proceed electronically?
Motion to proceed electronically.
Motion to proceed electronically.
Motion to proceed.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor, just say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next up is the minutes. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Next up is public comment. Lena, do you want to share what you have for the committee?
Yeah, thank you so much. I hope everyone is doing well and you can hear me. I'm outside. I just have a few comments and a few questions for the group. The first one is, you know, I do think the survey is a great idea. However, I'm wondering, do you guys have any controls in place to make sure that, you know, once everybody responds, it is a representative sample, you know, the people that respond of the whole, right? Because you know that a lot of times the people that are going to respond are the ones that complain. The ones that are happy-go-lucky, have no issues with the deer, might not necessarily bother responding, right? Not knowing that it's like a life or death situation for the deer, right? So how will you make sure that, let's say, I don't know, I'm just throwing out numbers, 500 people out of, you know, 2,000 respond, right? Like, how do you know that everybody who wanted to respond has responded, whether it's against or pro, you know, issues with the deer? So that's one thing I wanted to ask. So what kind of controls are going to be surrounding the, you know, the sample to make sure it's a representative opinion from all residents? That's one thing. And then the other thing is, so, you know, since the survey is mostly based on opinions, you know, what kind of solid research will be done to determine exactly how many deer are there in the forest versus how many should be, right? And, I know I've reached out to various National Resource Wildlife Program managers, and that's exactly what they told me, that, you know, as a committee, you guys should have a plan not only to rely on the survey results, but also on some solid research with some facts about these deer. So that's kind of the two things I wanted to touch upon.
Thomas, this is Julie. Can I respond to that? Very briefly.
Normally, we don't, public comments aren't supposed to be an iterative process, but go ahead. Say hi to your son.
Hi, Lena.
Hi.
This is how my work day goes. Hi, Lena.
Hi.
No, I was just going to say that part of the prepared point of this evening was that we had a breakout deer survey committee. And we proposed kind of the survey questions and kind of next steps. So I appreciate your comments, but I feel like there's some steps that we're trying to take that we agreed to last meeting that are kind of going to get us to where you're trying to get.
Got it. Okay. So this is probably somewhere down the road. Okay. Sounds good to me. I'll be part of those meetings and definitely we'll hopefully get some answers to those questions somewhere, sometime along the journey of the survey.
Yeah,
thank
I mean,
you,
yeah. So I've worked with a small group on a survey committee, and I submitted to Tom a few hours ago. Tom, I'm so sorry we were that late with them, but did the best we could. But we've come up with a suggested set of questions, and we've also come up with, there was a few questions and things that were generated from our conversation that I think could warrant a discussion here if Tom agrees. So Tom, I'll hand it back over to you, but we did do some due diligence and had a conversation, and a thoughtful one, I thought, with three other members of the committee here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. One thing, though, to remind everyone, under the Open Meetings Act, we can't communicate directly with a majority of the quorum, which is more than five people. So if you want to send something to the group in general, please send it to Sarah, and then Sarah will redistribute it to everyone. Again, it's not that big a deal, but I just want to, you know, strict compliance with the Open Meetings Act is kind of a bugaboo of mine. And so we want to avoid having what amounts to non-public meetings via email.
I sent it to just you and Sarah?
No, you sent it to everybody.
Me?
I didn't get it.
Really?
No, I didn't. I just sent my survey to you and Sarah. I did not send it to everybody else. No, I did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, Julia. I thought I saw the line that had everybody on it.
No, I copied the people on the committee that were directly involved.
But remember, then that makes us more than, because when you add me, it's five members of the committee. So if there are four members of your subcommittee, then, but I do apologize. I just glanced at the two line quickly. So
that's okay.
And again, if anything wants to be disseminated to the group, just please send it to Sarah first, and then Sarah can send it.
Okay, that's fine.
It seems like a ridiculous cop-out, but that's just the way the law works.
No, that's fine, and I'm happy to resend it, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
We're fine.
To just you, and she can redistribute it. But, Tom, I didn't want to take over the meeting. I wanted to show you what we had discussed.
No, I appreciate that. No, and we'll get to there. There's a section on the agenda for committee reports, and I figured that would be the most appropriate time for you to talk about it.
Great.
Next up is approval of the minutes from last week. Can I get a motion to approve?
No move.
Second?
Second.
Any comments? I do have one comment, and I'm sure that I said this, but I probably shouldn't have. There's a reference in there that we can contact Tim Pruse once we're done with the surveys and everything else. I don't know why I said that, because it's not true. If you want his email, I can give it to you. He is a resource for you. I can't guarantee he's going to get back to you right away, but he is available, not just on a limited basis. He's available for anyone who wants to talk to him. So that's my fault, and I don't think we need to correct the minutes for that, but just I just want to clear up that misconception or that misperception on my part.
And that'll be reflected.
So if anyone has no other questions on the minutes, can I get all those in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, next up is the reports from the subcommittee. So Julie, why don't you start us off?
Great, cool. All right, everybody. If you just give me one sec, I'm gonna probably, I'm not sure if I'm gonna go off video or what, but just a reminder, the survey committee was comprised of Lori, Kathleen Christmas, and Kathleen Hughes, excuse me, and myself. We met last week. What we decided to do as an offshoot of it, I took meeting minutes, if you will, because I wanted to share with everybody what we discussed, and I thought it was a great, thoughtful conversation, so I want to thank my partners in crime in putting that together. Sorry, is somebody trying to weigh in? Okay. So we had some kind of what I would call committee notes, if you will, but then we also, which you heard me reference to Tom, come up with a suggested survey. Tom, what do you think the best way to go about it is? I'm happy to take everybody through just the high level notes. And
yeah,
then
one thing though, Julia, I admire your conscientiousness, but tonight we were sort of going to discuss the baseline of the survey using one of the, you know, so that we're all working off the same page. I think you kind of, at least in the comments that I read, you sort of followed the Humane Society one, which I'm perfectly fine with the Humane Society. I mean, obviously there's got to be changes made, but I'm fine with that as being as the baseline. But I think it's a little too premature for us to start saying these are going to be the questions or discussing the questions until we all agreed on where we're starting from.
Oh, and that's perfectly fine. I think the group kind of wanted to make suggestions. No one is feeling like it's a done deal.
No, and I'm not suggesting you are.
Yeah. And so the survey we did use, that was a baseline. The way we went about it, just to share with the group, let me actually just pull up some notes. Excuse me, just to keep my thoughts
in order.
We
have a copy of this. I mean, it's a little difficult. Do we have a copy of what you did?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. It's hard. John, anybody
else? That's what I was trying to ask Tom just now. Do you want me to share that, or do you want me to just talk about what I did? That was exactly the question, and he just said he doesn't want it to be a preconceived notion that the survey is done. So
no, that I'm fine with sharing it. Sarah can just email it to everybody.
Do that right.
Okay.
Again, the only reason I didn't suggest we email it because I thought you, again, forgive my cursory look, but I thought you'd already sent it to everybody.
That's okay. So, so Don, if I have, sorry, and I'm only reading names on the screen, so if I have it incorrect, it is my apologies. So as Sarah is emailing those notes out to everybody, maybe I'll tee up just a couple of things. So so it was Kathleen, myself, and Lori. We got together last week. I sent a very high-level agenda of, like, how do we want to go about doing this? So first thing I asked everybody was, which survey spoke to you and why? We confirmed that everybody had actually read the materials, and then we kind of went into an open discussion. We actually said, next, what do we think the goals of the survey should be? Folks outlined that it should be roughly around gauging attitude about wildlife, hearing real life stories of people affected, which problems occurred, use of public funds, method of controls, use of comments versus no comments, meaning leaving the survey kind of open-ended versus like yes, no, or very specific tailored answers. So that was kind of where we started the conversation about how we would then go and build. There was a couple other things that came up, which is we felt as a committee that the survey should be conducted independently. And so I kind of highlighted a few questions for Tom and because I genuinely don't know the rules of the village. The first question was, what are the village rules about the survey and how should it be managed? And then does anyone know an independent agency or service who could manage this for us? Some concerns that were driving that question on the independent, kind of running, or if you will, was, are we gonna have duplicate responses from households creating unfair results? Anonymity for residents, because we feel like this has gotten to be quite a heated issue, and then assurances that the respondents are actually residents of River Forest. So just three other points, and then I'll kind of open it up here. We also did a discussion about why the Forest Preserve themselves is not being held responsible for informing versus maintaining, like, mm-hmm. responsible for informing us, and then, versus... why aren't they helping drive the decisions here and feeding us data points versus kind of putting it into the hands of village forest residents? So the way we came up with the survey, just to share that, is everyone collaborated with their top kind of 5 to 7, if you will, survey questions. And then I compiled that, made that available to everybody. And then we kind of took the all of the survey suggestions, and then I put kind of a best representation of all the opinions. And then what we did forget to discuss, and I added it on here last minute, was kind of the timing of the survey. And then what I'm hoping Sarah emailed you was the suggested survey questions, which Tom is correct, it actually did draw off agency we leveraged, but there was a survey that we felt was pretty comprehensive, and we added, I think, 3 questions on top of it, which are the first, second, and next to last question, and then we amended a few of the questions kind of tailored to River Forest, respectively. So just to share, that's what happened in the committee session. And then I shared those notes with Tom and Sarah, and then I shared the suggested survey questions to everybody so that we could talk about it this evening. Kathleen and Lori, did I represent that accurately?
Yeah, Julie, the one other thing I would elaborate on a little bit was somewhat outside of the survey, we talked about the Forest Preserve and what their, can you get her out of here? Sorry, 3-year-old's coming in, or 5-year-old, get out, Caroline, out, was what the Forest Preserve role is, and if wildlife management is something they should be controlling and this is an issue, why aren't they, doing what maybe they need to be doing? So, not just in terms of deciding what to do, but, frankly, paying for wildlife management things if that's what should be done.
Kind of a thoughtful discussion amongst us, because we felt like, you know, this is being put upon the citizens here, and none of us are really experts in deer management, right? Thanks, Kathleen.
I can speak to the Forest Reserve issue. Basically, they're not doing it because they don't have the money. They have prioritized wildlife management in other areas of the Forest Preserve. I was told at a meeting with the Forest Preserve that they have over $100,000 in $100 million in pension deficits, and so they work off limited budgets and they need to prioritize, and we're just not a priority. So that's the answer. Now, they're willing to work with us to the extent that they can with regard to information and things like that. But when it comes to actually paying for it, they won't do it, which is why we started this process in the first place. And there's nothing we can do to force them to do it either. So it's an unfortunate situation, but it's the one we're kind of thrust in.
Tom, I just want to make sure, and I'm guessing you guys have explored that extensively, that is a dead end, because, I mean, the Forest Reserve is funded by taxpayers as well. And you know, if this is just another thing of, you know, Illinois mismanagement of funds and unfunded pension means, you know, their basic duties aren't covered, it sounds like there's no further exploration to that topic.
There's no legal recourse. There's a political recourse. I mean, but we're a relatively small community and we don't have a lot of voting weight in Cook County. So that's the sort of, it's the unfortunate reality, but it is the reality.
So there is no legal recourse.
None that I'm aware of.
I question that. I think we can make a voice. You know what? Our taxpayer dollars, we pay a lot in property tax here, and it's a given. But these people have a responsibility to us. And I think if we can be unified, squeaky wheel gets, you know, the grease. And I think they need to step it up, because do believe we have an issue. Yeah, but don't say that they don't have, like, it sounds like they don't have a responsibility because they don't have the money. There are other ways to help us. So they need to just get involved and, you know, and give us some direction on all this.
We, the village president and the village administrator, have consulted a lot with the county commissioner, Pete Silvestri, who's done what he can. But again, he's just one vote on the board. He's our county commissioner for River Forest. I mean, we can make all the noise we want. I don't think that that's going to be a profitable use of our time, because we've tried that route.
Do we know if they're tracking the pop? Do we have accurate population numbers from them, or is it that they just won't?
As I understand it from them, they don't do herd counts anywhere. What they do is they do inferential assessments of habitat. So they look at the types of plants that have been browsed, which I learned is the new term for eating, by the deer, and they determine the extent to which the habitat has been damaged.
Do we know if the habitat has been damaged near us?
According to them, it is their opinion that the habitat in three forest preserves that surround river, or that abut River Forest, are sufficiently damaged to warrant culling. That's what they said.
We looked into the information, trying to get information on any kind of a survey or any kind of assessment of damage in our Thatcher Woods, and there is none. There is no report on the damage to Thatcher Woods and the surrounding woods.
I think it's more...
they've not done it.
Colloquial. No, they have done it. They have done the assessment. Because there was, I mean, we wouldn't have gone forward with this process throughout this fall if they weren't assured in their minds that it was warranted. Obviously, they're not going to go through this either if they don't need to do it. So it is the opinion of the Forest Preserve that the habitats are sufficiently damaged. Now you just blinked out. I'm losing everybody.
No, you didn't. I just switched the screen, Tom, to the survey questions in case people didn't get the email.
You freaked me out, Julie.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Because I'm having to use Sarah's computer because mine's not working.
I run a technical sales team. I have no wizardry, really, but.
And I'm trying to remember. On the use of resources, I think that's something that would have to be approved. I don't have the authority to commit village funds to doing surveys and stuff. I mean, I think the goal here is to, again, I'll repeat it, not to spend $40,000 to decide to spend $40,000. We're trying to do this in a most cost-effective manner. I was thinking that we would use SurveyMonkey because I think it's relatively affordable.
It's free.
You know, I mean, it's independent So we would just get results. There's no ability to manipulate those results. But that was just my initial thought on it. I've used SurveyMonkey before.
I just wanted to be transparent on what the committee discussed.
Julie, I understand exactly what you're saying, but I mean, we can't go out and like hire a polling company to do this for us. So
yeah, no.
we need to find something sort of quick and affordable.
So do you have enough email addresses for SurveyMonkey to work? I mean, do we have a high percentage of village email addresses?
Well, that's in answer to, I don't know if Lena's still on the line because I don't have anybody here, but one of the things that we're charged with doing is figuring out how we do this. I don't, you know, I mean, I think some of the points you raised about like anonymity is a good one, but then I don't know how you square anonymity with the desire to make sure that people aren't gaming the system so that someone with a bias is filling out multiple reports. And I guess you could do it by
address.
Addresses,
you do it by people inputting their address, and then if there was a duplicate, then, you know, if they said, oh, well, I'm at 121 Thatcher, you'd be like, somebody already entered 121 Thatcher.
Well, I was originally thinking we would just use addresses, so then, you know, one survey per address, but then that kind of destroys the anonymity.
Yeah, it does. I think it's open for discussion.
Again, these are just my thoughts. It's obviously, ultimately, these are all decisions of the board, not just of me or.
And I'm all for free. I definitely know the tech community that's in River Forest, right? So if it's, and I'm fine to recuse myself because I'm on the committee, but my husband is, you know, a very CTO minded kind of guy. And there's tons of tech people here that could probably help us, even with the use of SurveyMonkey, to kind of have it be an anonymous, anonymously done survey where it's just not, I just want residents, and I think the committee kind of said, we want residents to feel safe in their answers because we feel like it's gotten heated, which is why we spiraled into the conversation of like, now why is the Forest Preserve again doing this? Right, because it's created such controversy for us and we're like laymen, right? Trying to make decisions on culling deer when we really, candidly, I don't, you know, I have opinions, right? And I can go look at a bunch of research, but, at the end of the day, I'm not somebody that is a forest ranger, right? So I'm not very qualified to make decisions without, you know.
So, you know, this is about, we need to find out if people are having damage to their property, if they're, you don't have to be an expert to know to get this information. I think if we get back to the survey and the questions and the kinds of information that we want to get from these people, and then we can talk about how to distribute it and what to do with the information. We haven't even gotten to.
Well, we have gotten to it because we built the survey for everyone's review, so we can certainly dive into that. But I think I'm just sharing kind of the committee's, reaction to kind of, how are we as a community?
I think that, everybody is very intelligent and they can fill out a survey and that their answers are going to be, information that we can then bring back to the community and say, here's what people think, and then make a vote.
Respectfully, Don, I'll say if you've read anything about, just the Forest Preserve's kind of recommendations, I mean, there's a lot of information to actually process in this. And so
I have read all this stuff that's been.
Okay. Well, then I'll challenge that, we could call this year and then in a year later, deer are producing twins and triplets. Based on, okay, great, there's more food available, so I'm able to produce twins and triplets to kind of accommodate, the area of which I'm living in. I'm not an expert in that. I don't know if anyone on the committee is, so we can point to the survey and kind of say, what do we want to do in a right now situation? But pulling in experts that actually know forests and deer migration patterns and food patterns and real impact on the environment, I would challenge that anyone on this committee actually has that, except for the one gentleman that I think is on the Wisconsin committee, and I don't quite know his background.
So
but
I thought that we are supposed to, right now, look at a survey, figure out if this is where we want to start, and then go from there.
Hey, Julie, can you switch me off your screen just so I can see if anyone else wants to speak? Because I'm only getting like four people right now.
I can't. Yeah, that's, thank you.
Thank you.
I couldn't get it. No.
Sorry. Marta?
So I will go back to a question I asked last week, because as you said, Julie, wherever you are, none of us are experts in this. And we do have somebody who is more than willing to come and join our meetings and speak to us, who does this for a living. And that's Tim, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Pruce. And he's done this with multiple villages. He has openly said he'll be happy to come and talk to us, lead us through this, help our task force with what he's helped other task forces with that are in the same situation. So instead of kind of, you know, beating ourselves up and trying to figure out how to do this, I'm curious as to why we cannot invite him to be at our next meeting and kind of give us his take on this.
We can certainly invite him.
This is Lori? We're totally putting the horse or the cart before the horse.
I agree.
We need to survey and find out how our community as a whole feels about this. We have
Lori, I'm at least having trouble hearing you. I think your microphone's down too far.
Oh, yeah, how's it now? Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need to survey the community, and I mean, do our best. And of course, I don't know if you've had a lot of experience with surveys, and people don't always respond, but we need to get the word out and engage our community and find out how people perceive this issue, number one. Then that's when we can invite people to come in once we recognize specifically what needs to be done. Once we've done our gap analysis and we can see where the problems exactly are. But right now we're making this assumption. You're bringing somebody in who does this for, you know, professionally. It's not appropriate. We need to find out what our community wants, because I'll tell you something, at the end of the day, people are going to be going, where did all this come from? Because we never asked anyone. So we put together, and Julie was awesome. I mean, the four of us talked about it. We've talked a couple of times about it. We have a very basic survey just to kind of get the pulse of the community. And I mean, I don't quite understand why we're not even talking about that right now.
It's actually lower down the agenda for one thing.
Yeah. Who cares about it? I mean, that's what the point of this whole meeting is. We can move it up the agenda then. I mean, it's not a good use of our time. Mean?
I wrote the agenda. I didn't anticipate that you guys would have already done the work. Again,
what we were supposed to do. That was my impression.
I thought it was after we established what was the baseline survey, tweak it, which is fine. I mean, what I saw from the notes that were provided pretty much tracked the Humane Society one with additions, which is fine. I would like to we can get to this issue. Yes, Dan?
Oh, yeah. We're going to need time to read the survey and respond, but I was wondering, about these people that we're going to survey, like, can we pull from the village everybody that, you know, put up a fence permit? Because everybody's put up fences on my block. And if everybody, I'm sure there's like a significant number of people that have put up, 10-foot fences, and they should be surveyed.
Questions in both the Humane Society survey as well as the one that the subcommittee prepared was, what sort of preventive measures did you take? So that will be reflected, I hope, in the outcome of the survey.
And are we going to provide these people in the survey, like with the fence people that they can contact so they can put up these fences?
Well, that wouldn't be a part of the survey. That would be more the communication aspect. That would be something that the multidisciplinary committee could consider.
We got to get that in the survey, because it's important to get the awareness out there.
Kathleen?
I think I have to say, I think I went into our subcommittee meeting with thinking that there was so much opinions going around, and we kind of started to talk, and then really at the end of the meeting, we sort of said where we were coming from, which in many ways is irrelevant, because we are to be an unbiased voice that's representative of the community. And so what we really tried to achieve in the survey were to get to the heart of people's feelings. Do the deer bother you? Do you enjoy the deer? Do the deer bother you? And have you tried anything to deal with them? In what ways are they bothering you? Are you willing to use public funds to deal with your problems with the deer? I mean, we really...
No, Kevin, I think I think the what the surveys, the additions, the survey that you did is fine. It's just no one else has seen it but me and Sarah. And that's my fault because, again, I thought it went out to everyone. So we're, I think it's premature to be discussing your work product when not everyone else has seen it. I know, Julie, you posted it, but let's give people an opportunity to reflect on it.
That's certainly fine. I thought the purpose of tonight's meeting was to set the tone around and react to the survey committee's findings. That's what we went into this thinking. If we had that incorrect, then our apologies.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, but more importantly, like, you guys have our notes. We wanted to be very open about those notes and our conversation points, and I labeled the title of the Word document suggested Dear Survey. If there are things we want to add or remove, then feel free to do that. This was, you know, a breakout committee. And I feel like we need to kind of, you know, just reset a tone here that we were just trying to do what we were asked to do as a breakout committee to get this started. So no one has any preconceived notion of the outcome or what we think should happen or experts being brought in. We were just simply having an open dialogue that we wanted to share with the good folks on the call here. That's it. So happy to kind of pause here, let you see what we put together and react to it. So no issue from my side on that. And I'm pretty certain I can speak for the Kathleens and the Lauries on that.
Yeah, Tom, if I can say, I'm on the same page with Julie. I mean, I guess we misunderstood what our task was for this meeting, but I guess what I'm trying to just address head on is that for those of you that haven't had a chance to read it, because we were scrambling to do this, we're all working from home and doing e-learning with kids and stuff. I'd like to assure the committee, before you read it, please read it. We had the most unbiased intentions in the survey, and to be very fair to the residents of River Forest on a variety of topics. And we really felt like we came up with something that is very unbiased and will hit on the points that the various opinions of the community reflect. So.
I don't disagree with Kathleen, I'm sorry. I thought it was unbiased as well, but let's just move on. Did either of the two other subcommittees get together? The multidisciplinary committee, or if you guys, before our next meeting, if each of the communication and the multidisciplinary committee, if you could organize a chair if you need to, pick up a head if you need to, but let's at least start moving on what, just again, thoughts, just sort of exactly what the survey committee did, but let's just start at least planning to move forward on these issues, which then brings up to the, I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, Tom, I thought we decided that in the last meeting, and forgive me, we can reflect on the minutes, but I thought we decided that until the survey was done, the other committees couldn't really be deployed. And I'm not opposed to them kind of getting organized, but I thought the survey was first.
Certainly with regard to communication, there's no reason to wait for the survey. Even the multidisciplinary one, it's really more just information gathering than anything else. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that either of those two are survey dependent. Obviously, we're not taking any action until we're done. So all of this stuff is preliminary to our ultimate responsibility, but I don't think that there's any reason why we couldn't start at least looking into these issues. I mean, I think communication is the biggest hurdle that we have. You guys raised some of the good points in it. We do need to address the issue of how do we make sure that we are getting an adequate cross-section of the community, or are we getting all, you know what I mean? So that the results we have are truly representative and not just those people that have an agenda. I think that's the single most important issue for us.
So what's the timing around the survey and how are we prioritizing that?
I'm sorry?
What is the timing around the survey and how are we prioritizing that to get the work boards?
In my mind, I'm hoping to get it out in June.
Okay.
Which may be unrealistic, but that's my, you know, that's where I was thinking. That way we can have 3 months to collate it, and then we get together in September and we move on it. excuse me.
Jack Flynn.
But again, it's not my decision, it's the committee's decision. So if that's too early or too late, that's something we can discuss. But then getting to the meeting, it appears as though, and I know you guys haven't a chance to read it, but hopefully you've read all the surveys that we did distribute. Is anyone opposed to using the Humane Society survey, which was the last two pages, or last maybe three pages of the packet? No, it's two pages.
Yeah.
The last two pages of the packet?
Yeah, John Reger is.
As a baseline, John, not as the final survey, but just as a baseline.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's biased the other way. I mean, there's no mention of infectious disease, Lyme disease. There's
yeah,
no
there is.
Of,
there is, John. The, I promise you, we were
infectious
thoughtful
disease society
that.
Society and the CDC. Hold on, please, Kathleen, Dawn, Kathleen, Julie. I sat here quietly. Let me talk. There's no mention of the Center of Disease Control coming out less than a year ago saying that they are underestimating by a factor of 10 the number of Lyme disease infections per year, which is somewhere around 400,000 per year in the country, and they report 40. There's no mention of that. So this is what the meetings have been about, the village meetings. And so there has to be something on infectious disease in this survey.
John, there is. There absolutely is Lyme disease. And reread it, please.
No, yeah, John, guys, we're talking about two different things here. I'm just talking about your supplemented Humane Society survey, but just the survey from the Humane Society, just as a format. And again, we can change it all we want, but we just got to somehow narrow this down so that we're all talking from the same page. So that, John, and obviously those questions are something that we can discuss as a committee. The Humane Society survey will not be our final survey. It's just going to be basically a formatting issue.
Well, and we were additive to that, John, and there is a Lyme disease question to that. But I think that there's a difference between being informational around Lyme disease and then polling people about concerns on it, is what I would say.
Could I say one thing in here?
Sure, Jack.
First of all, I've lived on Keystone since 1947. 70 of my 86 years have been in River Forest. A number of things happen here that are so different than they were before. One is the people from the Forest Preserve, they used to clean out the forest, not clean it pure, but all the buckthorn and all the rest of the stuff that ruins all the stuff that the deer used to eat. I mowed the lawn at 1040 Keystone from my time I was 13 till I was 22, and I never saw a deer, and it's a huge lot, and no problems at all. So we keep going forward. I've had two deer in the last 6 years on my wrought iron fence, jumping it and not making it. I've had thousands of dollars of stuff eaten. Now, let's go to the survey. The people who live in high rises could care less. And as we all know, who've lived here any length of time, there's a lot more high rises than when I showed up in 47. So you've got enough population on Lake Street to put this thing away. That should not be the final say. What we're looking for is a community that people who care about keeping their property up nice, that benefits everybody, can keep their property up nice. That's all I have to say, just a thought.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Dan, hold on 1 second. Joel, did you, because I can't see you. Were you trying to interject? Because your light keeps popping up.
Oh, you know, can you hear me? Tom,
yes,
everybody? Hi. Yeah, I was just going to give you a very brief report of what I've been up to on the multidisciplinary committee. And I did not reach out to Marta, Ron, or Dawn. I was just doing some brainstorming and some research. And I came up with four areas, and again, this is my own opinion, and I will certainly reach out to my committee mates prior to our next meeting. But from a multidisciplinary approach, I came up with four categories that I think should be addressed. One would be habitat modification, talking about what changes homeowners can make to the plants that they put on their property, the vegetation on their property, some that may be less preferable to deer. The second category being repellents, with respect to deer, as far as your property is concerned, and even individuals. I've had Lyme disease twice from our property in Wisconsin, and I won't go into all of the detail, but absolutely, I'm the guy who is very actively involved with a deer management program on an island off Washington Island in Door County, where we've had tremendous issues and problems with deer. But repellents is certainly a critical issue for both property and individuals. And then exclusion is what I think another individual had mentioned a little earlier about fencing and so forth. There's a lot of information about that. And then the fourth option being removal or relocation of deer. And these categories I actually pulled off of a very helpful section of the Illinois DNR website on deer management. So I am taking some buckets that they're already set up by the state. But I just wanted to let you know that's where I'm coming from so far from a multidisciplinary committee standpoint. And then I also wanted to say that, Sarah, I just received the email with the very preliminary draft that the survey committee put together, and I think there are a lot of strong elements to what they've presented so far. I know this is all preliminary and very early, but I think a June timeline is realistic for us to try to roll something out. That's just my own opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just wanted to commend the survey committee for providing a good starting point for a baseline. I think they've covered a lot of the bases that committee folks have expressed concern about tonight. So those are my comments thus far, Tom, and everyone.
Kathleen.
Yeah, can we just go back to something that Jack said? And this was something I thought earlier about the survey, and then when we kind of were drawing things up, I forgot to include this, but I very much hear Jack's point in that we will likely get a very different response from those that live in houses versus condos and apartments. And so I think it would be worthwhile on the survey to include, do you own rent? Do you live in a house, condo, apartment? Because that could very likely skew the numbers. And so I really hear Jack's point that he was trying to make. We didn't talk about that on the survey committee, but I do think it's worth mentioning.
Okay. Julie.
Kathleen, I agree with you and Jack to an extent, but I think that some of the questions on there, just a reminder, were about like car accidents or incidents as you're walking down the sidewalk with your children, right? And so people in condos could still have those experiences that could be relevant. I think that their experience could be irrelevant with property damage, right? So I just kind of want to call that out. I think that's kind of, just obvious. So not being argumentative at all.
No, I agree. And I don't think we discredit people in that aren't in houses of what their opinions are. But, you can really, analyze a survey and see, if 99% of people living in apartments have no issue with the deer,
because they have less risk or whatever. And then the other thing I'll call out that we said, and I don't know if it showed up in the notes, is that, so I live on Thatcher Avenue between Washington and Madison. And on Washington, you can see that the deer will, at a certain time of night, they'll leap from the north side of Washington Field to the south side of it. And, so that, we were kind of talking about like, well, what kind of, controls can we have around, they're just trying to cross the street to get to the next side of the forest, not necessarily like enter the community. So it was just maybe an irrelevant bullet here, but, there's a lot of data points that again, going back to my point earlier, I'm not sure how to evaluate.
Dan, I'm sorry, I skipped you. Dan, come on back. You'd raised your hand before, and I forgot to come back to you.
Well, the thing is, things are changing. I think that's a good question about forest management. I think that's important part of the questions we can ask this expert, because I believe that is, if they used to burn, I saw them burning the forest a couple summers ago. I mean, do they do that? Because, you know, we got to do that part of it, of course.
Well, we can't. I mean, bear in mind, the Forest Preserve owns the Forest Preserve, so River Forest can't do anything in the forest.
No, I know, but I mean, that's something that, you know, that can help out. And then on the survey, the whole CDC guidelines and everything like that, and Lyme disease. I mean, I don't understand why we'd be bringing any of that up. You know,
of course, we wouldn't put that in the survey. I was just trying to make a statement since I had been sitting here quietly. That's all.
So can I ask, is there anyone, I should note, Annette Manning couldn't come tonight, but she did say that she favored the Humane Society survey, again, as the baseline, not the final product. And so I just wanted to share that with you. But so, John, with your reservations, and again, realizing that this is not a final product, this is just the form we're using. Does anyone object to using the Humane Society as the baseline, which we will all then work on to reflect the will of the committee? Again, it's not final product.
It's fine.
Lori?
I'm just curious. So we put something together that's pretty, I think it was very objective and good. Why don't we just let everyone look at that? And we could say, start from there. I don't know why we would go back and look at another template when we've been tasked with looking at templates already.
The point being is everyone was opposed.
Our community is unique, and let's let our committee choose our questions that we want to ask our community. Why do we need to use Humane Societies as a template? Let our committee decide what kind of questions they're going to ask our community. I've been taking an informal survey. You know, I've been everybody's out walking around, chatting. I've talked to more people than I have in the last 20 years. And I ask them all, do you have a problem with deer? Do you oppose culling with deer? Have they damaged your property? 90% of them say yes to all three of those questions. We're trying to overanalyze, overthink this, let our committees come up with their questions, what they want to ask did the deer pay property taxes in River Forest? And what has Cook County done for us?
I don't know how
except
to respond to that.
Our tax dollars. Our community decide what they want to do.
Yes.
Let's get this thing done. Let's not mess around. I was talking to a friend of mine who is involved with the Morton Arboretum. They call their deer every 4 or 5 years because of property damage and questions with and to dismiss the health dangers of these deers is ludicrous.
Okay,
Brenda's
Ronald, I'm going to respond to that and say
they do feces on that all over the. You can't walk down the sidewalk without seeing deer feces.
Hang on.
Hey, right. You know the deer. You can get a bigger fence.
I'm
going to
respond to that. I'm going to respond to that, Sam. If you don't mind, just give me 1 second. We left the last committee meeting, and we created the survey committee.
I agree, and I respect that, and I want you guys to take the lead on that.
And we did. And what I sent across to Tom and to Sarah, and I hope has been dispersed to everybody, was our unbiased suggestions on what the survey questions would be, and they were based on a baseline of a survey where we were additive on questions. And so that is what you guys have in front of you. We were asked, though, after the committee meeting 2 weeks ago, to pull this together.
I have not had a chance to read your survey,
okay.
But I'm sure
so
it's
I'm
well
just,
thought
I'm
up.
Just saying, I have a full-time job, I got two kids, and I'm in the middle of a move. I'm still staying in River Forest, but I am all in on doing this, and the three ladies and I took a lot of time to put this together, and I'm just asking everybody to spend 5 minutes reading it before we jump, because I too want to survey the residents around me, right? I genuinely do. And I think we are putting the cart before the horse by not getting this survey agreed upon and then moving to what the next steps are, because The one thing that came up in this committee meeting, and I'm saying this like on my knees to all of you, is that we were all like, man, this sucks. And we all actually acknowledged that we were on different spectrums of the voting, like of where we would want things to happen. And we were on our, like, I'm on my knees saying to you that we genuinely were like, why the hell has this been put on River Forest Village residents to like decide? And we addressed that at the top of the meeting, but it sucks. And so we're all kind of there, but I do think we need to kind of get to the meat of this and agree on the survey questions and get it out so that everybody's concerns, whether you're pro, against, or in the middle of culling these deer, we can kind of get to
the meat. I agree. Your response is you're responding to everything I agree with.
Cool.
Ron, can I just jump in? I think when you read that our baseline of the survey is the Humane Society, it naturally leads you to believe it does not have, you know, it doesn't, it's leaning towards the folks that don't want to do anything or they don't want to do, you know, any severe population. And I said that originally. I said, isn't that survey biased in and of itself? It's actually not. So we'll just, I think we just need, everyone needs to take time to read what we put together. It's not something that
I agree, and I have not read what you put together.
We're arguing about something that the majority of the people here haven't read yet. So can I suggest, I need a vote on this, that we will use the subcommittee's proposed survey as the baseline for our discussions.
Yes, that was my point.
To that effect.
That's a better way to put it.
Motions.
Thank you. Second?
Sure. I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Question.
Okay, great.
Sorry, who made that motion?
Marta made the motion. Was second.
Marta made the motion.
Thank you.
I got a question here because I've got all kinds of surveys here, but I don't see anything that looks like it's only three pages.
Well, they're all bunched together, Jack.
Just got that emailed to you tonight. The one that the committee put together was just emailed to you tonight.
It's not in the packet.
So next up is when can we next meet? And what I would like at that meeting, just so I'm going to put this on the record. So at that point, we will all have our critique suggestions and hopefully, and if we need another meeting, that's fine. But hopefully we'll arrive at a final product for the survey. So that's what I envision the goal of the next meeting to be.
Can we communicate our critiques prior to the meeting? Because these things are insanely inefficient.
I want to suggest a Google Doc, which is what I suggested in the beginning, that I can make this document a Google Doc. If I have everyone's Gmail account, then I can give you all edit access to the document. And then everyone can weigh in with their opinion, right, on every single set of the questions. And we can, like, iterate on it for a week or two or whatever you want. And John or whomever, Catherine, you can see who comments on what.
The problem with that is that would violate the Open Meetings Act.
What, Tom?
That would violate the Open Meetings Act since we're communicating in a non-public forum. So that's the challenge that we're facing here. Unfortunately, the clunky nature of government is we have to do it this way. We have to do it in open session. Obviously, you can share, again, if you want to share with the group, so maybe we can do it this way. Can't do it as a Google Doc because everyone would have access to that. But if you want to give your comments to the subcommittee, for instance, you can do it through Sarah. Sarah, you can email Sarah, and Sarah will then distribute it to the group as a whole or whoever you want it distributed to.
Perfect.
You can't communicate with more than four people. So if there's five of you on an email, including both the two and the front and two and to and from.
All right. So if I want to send an email at a committee, I can just send it
to Sarah,
to Kathleen, or Julie, and I'm not violating any.
You can send it to up to three other people.
Okay.
So that's, again, Julie, I think that would be a grand idea if this was a corporate setting, but unfortunately for government, we have to have these conversations in public.
Totally fine, Tom. I'm not trying to go against.
I would love to be able to do it that way, but then the community doesn't get opportunity to see our decision-making process.
The four of us were so keen on being about everything.
I'm sure everyone will universally love this, but I just you know, we got to let people look at it and give them an opportunity to weigh in. So maybe if you guys want to do it, and I'm open to anything, if you have comments and you want to share them with the subcommittee, that's fine. fine, because I could see this as being somewhat of a unruly approach next week when we have 15 people talking at the same time. So if you want to share your comments with the subcommittee, and then Julie, you could attend, you could attach, the subcommittee could then append the Google Doc manually. So again, it's not, you're not communicating with all of us, but the Google Doc would reflect everyone's comments. You just have to retype it.
I'm fine doing, and Kathleen, and Lori, you tell me, I'm fine if everything comes in to Sarah and I, and then we culminate all of the feedback, and then the subcommittee and I have another meeting to kind of frame all of the feedback that's come together and come up with a solution of how do we talk about this in the next committee meeting. So I'm willing to do that.
That's fine with me.
Say again, Tom?
I'm perfectly fine with that approach.
Dawn, what do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I think we're open. I mean, we just want to get to, like, let's get the survey out, right?
Sure, no, I agree. So do you want then more than 2 more weeks to do that? Does everyone want more than 2 weeks to give their thoughts and impressions on the draft? Your comments can be word choice. It can be if you want additional questions asked. Any of those comments are fair. As a part of this process.
Should it go through, though, do we need to go through so that stays at the open forum, that all the comments are available for all of us to see instead of just the...
Well, I would assume at the next meeting what Julie would produce, again, Julie, I keep blaming you, but what the subcommittee would produce would be a document that reflects all of the input it received from the various committee members.
Yeah, and Dawn, just so you know, what I did was I outlined a document to Tom and Sarah that said, here's everything that Kathleen and Catherine and Lori wanted, and then here's what we put together as a result of their wants plus my wants equals survey. So I'm happy to do that, but I need to do it in a way that I can, like, manage it. If I'm,
sure.
I mean, and well, again, Kathleen or Catherine, if you want to chair this, like, I'm happy to, like, defer.
Well, I was thinking if you did it as sort of like a, because Google Docs shows who made the changes, right?
Yes, it does.
So if you had your survey as a baseline and then just reflecting changes that people propose as to each question, that'll give sort of everyone a sense of what everyone thinks.
Well, it would as long as everyone has a Gmail, has Google. But if they don't, then that's going to be an issue. And so the other thing, too, is that, like, if, you know, John, honestly, you came up in conversation. Like, we want to make sure that people that are affected by infectious disease are being captured in the survey. So
yeah, I understand. I mean, you have it at the very end. I'm sorry. When I first read this...
It's okay.
I read it exactly as a Humane Society.
No,
with
it was
maybe a few minor edits. And when I looked at 5 and 6, I didn't see anything on infectious disease.
We did. Kathleen and I specifically talked about it.
Okay, so, something in like number 11, I believe.
Like, I would almost like be open to like giving you my cell number and you guys just calling me for 10 minutes a piece and telling me your input.
I'll write what I think should be on it. I'll write what I think should be on it. And no way will anyone else agree, and that's fine. My agenda is not for the deer. It's to raise awareness in the community how underreported Lyme disease is.
I actually agree with you on that. Right, because I think this whole thing is about education, and I think that this whole thing should have gravity to bring us all together versus like pitting us against, right? Like, that's where I'm at, because it's frustrating to see a neighbor of mine be upset that no one understands what's going on with a child or children. It's maddening, right? It's just, I don't know how to synthesize that into like a deer issue or a solution, right?
Kathleen, and then Dan, and then Dan. And then, where do you want to speak?
So you know what I address head on in the subcommittee, and I think we need to say it right now, is that everybody has a lot of different opinions on what we should do about this. And everyone is very strong about their opinion. You know what? When we filled out a questionnaire to be on the deer committee, we were asked if we could be unbiased and fairly represent the community. And so I think we've moved away from that a little bit. And I think a lot of the first meetings, we thought maybe it was, you know, our time to chime in and how we feel. And I totally hear what Ron's saying. Most people I talk to are annoyed by them and want something done by them. But we took our role on as to be an unbiased group to put together a survey so people don't fly off the handle and say, well, you didn't ask my, you know, you had leading questions that didn't take into account what I feel about. So we thought we came up with something like that. I'm a little confused between what we were supposed to do to what we were discussing tonight. Tom, what were we, and only because I feel like we're going over this over and again and again, and now we're going to go back and rehash it for the next meeting. What were we supposed to have done for tonight? Was it just to
decide which of the formats of the various surveys that were sent would be the baseline, would establish the format again?
Which
the format,
we did. Not, we did the Humane Society one.
But what you did that I didn't anticipate and the rest of the committee, well, didn't know about, was you kind of did your work already. I think it was a little bit of putting car. I mean, it's fine. We're good to go now. But that was my understanding of what we'd be. Damn, what happened to you? It's not that big a deal. But let's just leave that past. We now have established what everyone's going to work off. All we're trying to do is get a common thing we were working off of and making decisions. We now have that. That's what Julie sent to everyone, or Sarah sent to everyone this evening. So we're good to go on that now. Dan?
I will happily publish my phone number. You can talk to me about your survey feedback, or you can email Sarah and she will give me your survey feedback, and I will culminate another meeting with the committee to get to the right place. I have no preordained outcome of any of this that I want. I just want to get us to a resolution and action of, like, we need to get going. Because I feel like we are actually talking, like, I'm just going to be straight. Talking in circles every single freaking meeting. And let's get to the point of what we want to do and move forward. That's what I was saying.
Dan?
I think that, you know, this was about, you know, what survey we should base off it. I think, seriously, if we come out and say, oh, we base this off the Humane Society survey, it might ring some red flags right away, like it did with John. I mean, come on. What does that say? That says...
Why? Why does it say that? What? Help me understand. Why does that say that to you? I don't understand.
Well, you need me to explain what the Humane Society...
It suggests you care about the deer and don't want to kill the deer, is what
it suggests that you're more concerned about the deer than the people who live here.
No, that's not true.
I know it is.
It suggests.
But that's what it suggests.
Not true, but it's what it.
Okay. So I understood it. But I didn't see it that way.
Maybe base it off. If we publish that, it'll make us look.
Guys, I think we're getting a little too hung up on semantics here.
Yeah. Okay. Can I?
At the end of the day, the survey. Let me just finish. At the end of the day, the survey that we will be producing will be the River Forest Deer Committee survey, not the Humane Committee survey, not the Glenview survey. Those were just simply as touching off points. And I was trying to get a consensus on which touching off point we're going to use. That's all I was trying to do.
Well, clearly, so, I'm given the opinion.
Well,
But we're past that now. We're not talking about the Humane Society survey anymore. We're now talking about the survey committee subcommittee survey. Catherine, hold on one second. Marta?
No, I just wanted to say, bottom line, exactly what you said. Once the survey comes out, it's going to be the survey from the River Forest Deer Task Force, from the village. It's not going to have any other label on it.
And then Catherine.
And I agree, Dan, that it's a trigger for some people. One thing, I was one of the four people on the subcommittee, and I will confess I didn't even read the Humane Society survey before our meeting. We actually got to the Humane Society survey because all of our questions that we came up with kind of brought us back to that. It's because it's a very kind of scientific-based objective survey. But I agree with you. I think we need to stop using the name. But I only read the Humane Society survey before tonight, and yet it matched the questions that I had because it was just an objective survey. But okay, I understand that it implies that it's not to some people, so I think we should stop calling it the Humane Society survey.
Yes, it's never going to be called the Humane Society Survey ever again.
Okay.
Kathleen.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, yeah, I think we just, I think we've gotten off of on a tangent that's not productive because people haven't read the Humane Society Survey. So I just think, let's read it and then hash it out later.
But we're not going to read the Humane Society.
Thank you, Kathleen.
How much time would the survey subcommittee like before they report back to us?
Well, I just, I would like, so Kathleen, Catherine, and Lori, do you want the feedback to come to all of us? Do you want me to culminate the feedback and then we have a committee meeting? Or can I just, can we just have a quick subcommittee, like, offshoot here?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, Lori.
Okay, so everybody minus the subcommittee for the survey, because we've already done our thing. Everybody read the material that was sent out today. Respond, like, either pro, con, whatever, suggestions, send it to Sarah. Let Sarah grab it all, forward it to Julie, and then Julie, that way everything's going, we keep it funneled in, there's no, you know, and then we can all get together and just, because really, I have a feeling there'll be a lot of similar feedback, and like you say, just being able to collate it, so we're not reading a bunch, you know, just so we can be organized at the next meeting. And really, this was never meant to be the final survey. This was just sort of produced after reading all these other surveys. So we weren't picking a specific survey.
We were just trying to make it easy.
No one's suggesting that.
Yeah, you know, but just to be clear.
If we could get that information maybe a day or two before the meeting so that it could give us some time.
Now you've got time.
Read
it for the next meeting.
Honestly, I genuinely wanted to. We were kind of going in under the 5 o'clock bell, if you will, from the principal of Tom Cargi, because
Tom.
But I wasn't trying to slide it under the door.
No one is suggesting that. Maybe it was confusion. Maybe I caused some confusion in use of loose terms, but we're fine. Don't anyone worry about that. But I'll return to the question of how much time would you like before
I would submit
a final report to the committee?
I would like 2 weeks. I can get all the feedback. Then I can talk to the committee. Then I can assimilate the information that everybody needs to make an independent decision.
When should we have our information to, like, the rest of us should have a homework assignment?
I would like it by end of day Tuesday.
Okay, but
Tuesday, next, a week from yesterday?
Sending it, and the process is?
19th.
Volunteering
Sarah's service here. Sarah, do you mind being the conduit for all this stuff to Julie?
Well, I would just say it doesn't necessarily need to come to me at all if all I'll be doing is forwarding it.
Actually, if you want to communicate directly with Julie, go ahead. So, again, Julie, I'm volunteering you.
No, it's fine. I'm happy to be the chair. Kathleen or Catherine or Lori, do you want to be the chair?
I'm trying to take something off. I mean, you're not going to be doing anything with it. Right now, we're just getting it, and then the four of us will meet, because I think you've done more than your fair share already within our committee. That would be my comments.
Okay.
If everyone can send their comments about the survey that we have seen tonight, or not seen, to Catherine.
Yeah, send it to me. Christmas
by Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Everyone.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Catherine, can I propose that we do a Google Doc though? Because Tom, is that inappropriate? Because if everybody can weigh in on a Google Doc, then Catherine doesn't have to culminate like 17 different emails.
Let's see what the problem is that.
I've done Google Docs before, and for it to be effective, everyone has to have access to the same document, unless you want to set up 16.
Oh, I can do that easily.
So would you mind setting up a Google Doc for all members of the committee?
No problem, but I don't know if everyone has a Gmail, because I haven't looked at Gmail.
That was my next question. Does anyone not have a Gmail email address?
Yeah,
me. I have one, but you guys don't have it.
If anyone doesn't have a Gmail address, you can send your comments to me and I'll put them on the Gmail form.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then mine is just pcargy129. Yeah. Everyone. Well, does everyone have the list of emails?
The responses first, right? I mean, isn't the first stage just getting the feedback?
Well, if we put everybody on, you and I can talk offline.
Yeah, we'll talk offline. Now just people need to give their comments.
Right.
But we need to put it in a Google Drive situation where they can, and then it's all in one document, and then to Tom's
point, I don't know how to do that. So I'd have to unvolunteer myself.
Okay.
So I can
take
comments and like deal with it later, but I can't really do that all in advance.
If you were to set up a Google Doc for each of the members of the committee, so right, they could then send it to Catherine.
Yeah.
Then then you would collate from that point?
I think, but if somebody had a Yahoo or whatever.
No, I understand that. If someone's got a Yahoo email address, I'll do their input for them. They could just send me an email and I'll redo the Google Doc.
But Catherine's saying she doesn't have a Gmail, so she's not going to be able to see any of this. So I should just say.
Well, sure. I would hack into one of my kids' Gmail to see stuff if I have to see stuff, but I don't necessarily know how to set it all up.
Catherine, why don't you and I talk offline, and I can just talk you through that, and then you can quarterback it.
Yeah.
It's simple.
It's so easy.
And then just if someone could just let me know whatever email address I'm sending things to.
I mean, if I just need to set up a Gmail address, I can do that, right?
I mean, all it is, the Google Doc just simply allows you to share documents among selected people.
I can do that.
So, Julia, what I imagine you'll do is you'll send a Gmail to each of us in a separate Google Doc.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Catherine just has to get set up with that, or she will not be able to be the point person for it.
No, right. I think I can use my kids' accounts. I don't want to set up, I don't necessarily need a new account. We have, three Google accounts in the family.
That's cool. Yeah. Catherine, just send me your cell phone, and you and I can talk for 5 minutes tomorrow. Okay.
So I have a Gmail, don't have a clue what my password is, that's why I don't use it. So if you send it to my normal email that Sarah's been using, can I then send it to a Gmail that I set up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Done. Okay.
So then you wanted 3 weeks? Your committee wanted 3 weeks? Two?
Two.
Can everyone pull out the calendars?
Two. If everybody gives us feedback next week, and then we have the following week to culminate and discuss it. Catherine, I'm speaking for you because you're doing this. Then I think we're okay.
Okay. Yeah. So then does the 27th work for everyone? That's
the
2 weeks from now. 27th of May, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine. Can I please propose that we do 7:30 p.m. just because I need to eat dinner before we have baseball?
I have no objection to that.
Okay.
Anyone?
What's good for me?
Fine. Whatever works.
So, yeah, that
Samuel
sounds good.
Hollenbach, do you go by a different name than Sam?
yeah, Sam's my son.
Okay, what's
my name's
Dan.
His name's Dan.
Your name is?
Dan.
Dan, okay.
Hey, Sammy.
Just as a note, if the meeting is going to be on the 27th, we'll just need to have all the materials for the packet. I would say, would the 21st give you enough time? So then we could publish it on the 22nd.
I mean,
because we
honestly,
have to give 48 hours of public notice.
That's a tall order. Probably it's going to be the 25th or 24th that we'd be
then
able
let's
to
make
get
it. Let's make the next meeting June 3rd at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Is that okay with everyone?
Catherine and Lori, what do you think?
That should be fine.
Okay.
Instead,
what about for the rest of the committee members? Is June 3rd bad?
Instead of the 27th?
Yeah, because the problem with the 27th is we have to give public notice of the agenda within 48 working days. So that means we have to get it out Friday. 48 hours.
No, June 3rd is graduation, Roosevelt.
Is it happening?
They graduated?
They're doing virtual graduation, Roosevelt.
At night or during the day?
Even if it's during the day, we're going to be busy
partying
with family.
As a family?
Is
totally.
Tuesday back? Can we do June 2nd?
That's cool.
I'm good.
That's fine with me.
Sure.
So
anyone?
June 2nd, 7:30.
Are we supposed to put these in our own calendars, or is there a way that you guys can send us a meeting request?
I'm looking at Sarah.
I can send a meeting request. That's fine.
That would be really helpful.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Yeah.
And if the members of, in the interim, if the members of the other two committees could sort of at least start organizing yourselves and kind of figure out what you might do, but we do need to, you know, again, especially if we're hoping to get this out by the middle of June, say, we need to have our communication strategy for this at least under consideration soon.
Okay.
And ideally that subcommittee can do that.
Okay.
So June 2nd, we're saying.
Yes. So Tuesday, June 2nd.
So, but Tom, you're the chair of our subcommittee for communications, right?
No, I took myself off because someone else went on.
Oh, who's our chair?
You guys have members of the committee just decide. I'm not going to.
Oh, my God. All right.
So that means you got
to
meet.
The list, we'll have to look at a new list.
Yeah.
So the communication subcommittee is Dan, John, Annette, and Ingrid. And Annette and Ingrid aren't on the in this meeting right now.
So, John, why don't you be the chair?
I mean, you should be. Yeah, that's fine. I'll be the chair. I'll reach out to the four people, and we'll get going.
And the same thing with the multidisciplinary committee, John. That is Marta, Dawn, Ron, and Joel.
Okay.
Yes.
And again, we're not expecting any final product, but just start talking about it. Just start considering the issues involved.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Anything else? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Second.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Aye.
Adios.